Think you're too busy to train for a new career? Virginia College offers career training designed for you. The family provider, the busy mom, the time crunched, the double shift worker. Whoever you are, no matter how busy you are, if you want a new career, a better life, we can help make it work. With work, with family, with life. Get started today at Virginia College. Visit vc.edu. Learn at the speed of life.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new three-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show, and happy 420. Just to let you know quick, we are going to do some energy work tonight. So, you know, get your crystal out, get your water. We're going to do some chanting. And I really want to do a little extra work on Mitch McConnell and, of course, Trumpy Poo. And maybe people will do a little bit of too much black magic tonight. Okay, so go get the crystal. And then we're going to do some chanting. We're going to chant down divine enlightenment. You can pull at that in that script off my Facebook page, okay? And then you can actually chant with me. What a concept. So because it is 420 day, I have a very special song I am going to play you for you.
See my life before me, running rings around the way it used to be. I am older now, I have more than what I wanted, but I wish that I had started long before I did. And there's so much time to make up every way you turn. Time we have wasted away. So much more to be underneath the bridge. More than
half. All right, well, that's that. All right, so those of you that have listened to my past shows, I have talked about an alternative to the dentists that we have in the United States, Canada, and usually probably around the world. As you can tell by my pretty cool teeth, I went to Mexico and had them done. And I want to talk to you a little bit about an alternative to your local dentist, because I realize that, you know, these dentists that are around here in the United States and Canada literally have a monopoly. They all charge the same high prices and they all kind of reptilian, and they're not, they don't have heart. Okay. And they charge really high prices. They're ridiculous because up until now, they really haven't had any competition. Well, they do have competition, and it's going down to Mexico, going down to Las Algodones, and actually where I went was a Sani clinic down there. My God, I had such an incredible experience, and I could actually afford it. And the more I have talked about it, I live in Hawaii, and all I have to do is smile and people go, oh my God, your teeth are incredible. Or, you know, how good a job did they do? And all I have to do is go, ah, see, and smile. And they're going, your teeth are perfect. The color, everything, how it fits your face. Yeah, it was a life changer. And, you know, I feel that if I don't talk about it, how are you going to know about the alternative there is? And maybe have a little bit of hope that you might be able to afford to go to the dentist and get your teeth done and your teeth fixed. And that's what I'm hearing from people. And when I've put out my dental stories and the videos is, thank you. You know, we have very bad teeth. We don't know what to do. And, you know, well, how you've talked about your experience and the clinic that you went to just really, you know, gave us hope that we can get the work done and done right. So I look at this as a service, and you know what? It's like a dental revolution. Yeah. It will change your life, and you're going to be able to afford to get your teeth done. If I had someone sit down in front of me and tell me all of this stuff and say, Kathy, their work is awesome, and you can get crowns for $180, I would have done this years ago. But then again, you know, on the other hand, I had Dr. Mario who put my teeth in, and yeah, he did a pretty darn good job. So I guess I had to wait and give him a little bit of time to get really good at what he does. But really, if I'd known this a long time ago, I would have done it, truthfully. So I had really quick, you know, while you guys are getting your crystal and your water, I had 22 crowns put in, 3 teeth pulled, 2 root canals, and a back bridge, all for under $5,000. Yeah, and over here it'd probably be around $35,000. And it took them only a week to put all that and do all that stuff in, and I've got perfect teeth. That's the kind of work they do. Okay, so you know, I have to talk to you about this particular clinic that I went to because they did this and they made it so easy for me to go, and their prices are incredible, guys. You know, it's mind blowing. So this is the Sani Dental Clinic in Los Algodones, and they are the number one clinic down there. You know, if you're going to get your teeth done, get it done by the best. And they've been serving people for over 30 years, okay? Algodones is the safest town in Mexico you are gonna go to. You know, again, all my work was done in a week, and depending on what you do and have done, that's how long it'll take, all right? And you'll get that information when you call them. They got brand new state-of-the-art equipment, and to me, because they also do stem cell, they're kind of cutting edge. And they've got very experienced human dentists. So you're getting that dentist energy. And one of the things I've really, because I'm very, very sensitive, and I've noticed after I had my old crowns were taken out, they were 35 years old, they were put in by the University of Michigan. And, you know, it's pretty reptilian. You know, the man that did it, he was really kind-hearted, but, you know, that whole atmosphere of, you know, one tooth took like a month and a half or 2 months, because every step of the way, the older dentists have to check out what they did, and it just dragged on forever and ever and ever. So to get all that energy out of my mouth and have this incredible human energy, and I find myself looking at people differently and having a different insight of maybe how I screwed up on something and that I should have looked at it in a certain way or really given a person a little bit more consideration. I can still be a bitch. Okay, I'll own that one. Okay, but, you know, on the other hand, it's just my thoughts and my feelings are coming out a little bit more. And I'm also putting more energy into calling down and bringing down that divine enlightenment, because it's really needed. We are in battle. So back to Sani Dental, I can get, you know, kind of a little off. And this is part of service. This is what they do, okay? So they got really very, very cool, experienced experts in their field, human dentists, and they've got English translators. I never had a problem. They have an airport shuttle that when you fly into Yuma Airport, they pick you up there and they take you across the border to the hotel of your choice. I took the one with the pool. Okay. That's a really cool one, unless you're, you know, kind of like the city, and then you can take the hotel in town. But anyway, and depending on how much your dental bill is, you actually get discounts on the hotel and get nights off. I got 5 nights free. Yeah, pretty cool. So if we're staying there for 9 days, and I spent what, $250, which equaled out to what, $25 a day. Pretty affordable. They're also members of the American Dental Association and the Better Business Bureau. And you, this is cool. You only need your driver's license to get through this border. As long as you drive or you walk, okay? This is the only border in Mexico, the United States, that allows you to come through with only your driver's license. So you really don't need a passport. Now, if you plan on flying into Mexico somehow or for whatever reason you have, you're going to need a passport. But if you fly to Yuma and then you drive, have the Sani van pick you up at the airport and shuttle you across the border and back, you just need your driver's license. So to get a hold of those guys, go get a pen. I'm going to show you real quick what my teeth did look like. And then, you know, this is kind of like a Halloween picture. I blow it up enough. Woo-ee! You see that one tooth where I actually, you know, it cracked in half and I crazy glued it together. And the other one, it looks like lurch because part of the pin is showing and just everything falling apart. And my gums are bad. And, you know, this is why I didn't smile. Right? Look at my teeth. I feel like my 6-year-old grandkid. All right. And then people will go, God, isn't this picture embarrassing? Why do you show it? It's like, well, yeah, it is embarrassing. That's why I wouldn't open up my mouth to smile. And I did this smile really good. All the pictures you've seen of me in the past, no, because my teeth look like this. Whoa. Yeah. Talk about being given a new life. Damn. So this isn't me anymore. So why shouldn't I show you what the picture like? This is me with awesome teeth. Okay. It's a life changer. You know, and these guys with their prices and, oh, let me give you their phone number real quick. And then we're going to get to doing light work. I can talk about them, you know, for a solid hour if I had to. That's how much they changed my life. And they actually, with their prices and everything they did, allowed me to get, this is the nicest teeth I've ever had in my life, guys. I'm 65 years old. You know, when you got all your teeth in, your the shape of your face, you know, changes, and you get all that infection out. You know, you've got all this energy, at least I do. I feel like I'm on speed now. Yeah, it, to me, it's very cool. It's quite a gift. So it's, if you want to look them up on their website, it's Sani Dental Group, S as in Sam, ANIDENTALGROUP.com. Or you can actually call them. And they will answer all your questions. And you can call them at 928-257-1307. And can you tell them Kathy sent you? You know, Kathy will work, Kathy Bilski, but just mention my name, okay? Do me a favor. I'm sharing this incredible knowledge with you that's going to change your life. So at least you can do is mention my name, okay? And, you know, pass that information on to your friends that need their teeth done. You know, what it's a gift that I actually gave myself, or I should say spirit arranged for it. But yeah, So you got to take the first step, call them, 928-257-1307. And they're actually on Facebook too, Sani Dental. And all the pictures and all the people that you see on their Facebook page, they're really there when you go out and see them in person. You're going to go, oh yeah, I know you. I saw you. Oh yeah, you're the surgeon that worked on me. You know, it's really nice. So they're pretty modern and pretty up there and hip and all that wonderful stuff. And I really recommend them. And if you can ask for Dr. Mario, he's the one who did these. Yeah, he's incredible. Very, very gifted. All right. So you got your water and you got your crystal. I am actually sitting in my crystal store in Honoka'a, Hawaii. And unfortunately, the way I am sitting right now is the best way where my camera and video won't go crazy. And if I go anywhere else in the store, the video doesn't work. Else I would be sitting in front of the big crystal doing this energy work. So I'm actually sitting behind her. But the big crystal I have, it's over 1,000 pounds. Yeah, it's really, really awesome. It's a big smoky quartz, Elestial, Earthkeeper. And yeah, she really opens you up to working with weather and working with the elementals. And I've had her for 26 years. If you ever come to Hawaii, Honoka'a, you can come hug her. All right. So that's why I'm holding this, because I can't actually hug my big crystal while we're doing the energy work, although she will be part of this. So for those of you who are going to participate, sit down, put your feet flat on the floor. And if you got your crystal, you can hold your crystal to amplify the work we're going to do. And some of the work we're going to do, creative visualization. And you just do your best to just try to imagine the words that I speak. All right. And we're going to give this a lot of energy. Again, the earth needs a lot of help right now. And when Facebook isn't censoring, on my Facebook page on Monday between 4:30 and 5 Hawaiian time, so that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 o'clock to 10:30 Eastern time, and wherever else you are in between. It's 4:20, so I'm not doing the math really well today. okay, and then Tuesday, I do, it's Fukushima Tuesday, and that same time, 4:35, 10 to 10:30 Eastern time, I do a radiation report, and we do energy work for radiation. Thursday on Facebook page, we also do another energy work for the climate and the earth elementals. You know, the bees and the Mother Earth itself as she fights off Monsanto and, you know, the North and South Poles and all that good stuff. So that's Facebook Thursday. So join me there. Do some extra, a little bit of extra service work, because the more light we put in the air and the more we cut ties to darkness and what they are doing, so you light workers can go forward. You know, then we're actually going to win, and we're going to quantum leap the world into the golden age of enlightenment. Far. That's what quantum means. Like, woo, not just a little tiny, but whoa, far, you know, as far as you can imagine, and then beyond infinity and beyond. All right. So we're going to take a deep breath, and you're sitting down with your crystal and your other hand in your lap. And if you can close your eyes, then sit up as straight as you can and start taking some gentle deep breaths. You're going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So now as you're breathing and taking in that light, allow that light to fill up your body. And imagine yourself in your mind's eye, seeing yourself in this huge stadium filled with all these light workers. And we're all connected through our heart chakra. And in your mind's eye, you're holding the person to your right and to your left, their hands. So now I want you to feel this incredible golden cord go out from the top of your head and connect with the Creator. And feel this incredible divine high healing energy come pouring into your body from the crown chakra all the way down your legs and out your feet, down your arms and out your hands. And right now, I want you to focus on sending your energy, that Creator's energy, down your right hand, and imagine this energy now going into a full circle around the right. And then, because we're sitting in the huge stadium, every row is linked with their hands. We're doing many circles and creating this incredible vortex of light. And we're going to also call to all the gods and goddesses of light, the angels, archangels, all the divine beings of light, past, present, future, air, earth, fire, and water, all the angels, archangels, the guardian angels, to join our circle and amplify what we're doing tonight. And we call to the Aborigines, the Kahunas, the medicine men and women, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light, to join the circle, add their energy to what we're doing. And now imagine yourself, let's send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is closed, so only that which is light may enter. Now I want you to feel also the guardian angels standing between you. You got people on both sides of you. And they have their hands over your hands, and they're amplifying our work and raising our energies at the same time. And I'm going to also call to the energy of your divine mate and feel them stand behind you and put their hands on your shoulder and joining as that total, complete male-female energy and allowing that energy and that healing energy now come together and just flow through your hearts and just let it flow into the center. In the center of this big stadium, we're going to put this huge 100-ton crystal that's going to amplify our work. So let all that energy just go into that crystal and recharge it. So as the energy flows to the left, we call to all the trees, and we ask the trees to take this energy and send it into the earth, so the earth gets really recharged from this high divine energy we're putting out. And then out through the branches, so all life forms can feel it and feel a shift higher into the light. We call to all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals in the Smithsonian Institute, the grid around the Washington Capitol, crystal grid, all the rocks, stones, crystals, all the earth keepers to link up to the big earth keeper that's in the center. And we're going to ask that they amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in to this divine circle. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God, that everyone that's participating tonight receives a healing and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So take a deep breath and you're going to release their hands. So we're going to create bubbles of light, and there's sometimes I'm going to ad lib, and there's sometimes when I really want to be direct and really be focused, I read. So I'm really, really clear with my intent. So as I'm doing that, we're going to create a bubble of light, and I want you just to pour all this energy, divine energy into it to amplify our work. And if you can imagine it, and seeing it happen, ouch, somebody's tickling my ear, then let it be done, all right? Just imagine that in your mind's eye. So I want you to take a deep breath and feel yourself reconnect with the Creator and having all that incredible energy just pour into your body and out through your heart chakra and your hands and your crystals into this beautiful bubble of light that's forming over the big crystal. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Trump and his family in positions of harmlessness. So we called all the crystals in Washington, D.C. area to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the Capitol. We asked the Creator to remove all energy overlays that is keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See, the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including Mar-a-Lago, or pay for the trips himself. No longer using taxpayer funds, we ask that all veils and overlays that are protecting Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, from the public's eye and their brothers. God, I can't even think of what Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Yeah, oh, Trump Jr. and his brother. God, I can't think of what his name is. Oh, God, you can tell they're not on my mind a lot. But Spirit knows who they are, and that includes them. And we want all veils of protection of invisibility be removed from them so they have total transparency. Let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress and the Senate and all those incredible state attorneys and federal attorneys and Mueller take action and strip them of all the power they have been given by Donald Trump and Donald Trump himself to replace with someone with international experience that's a human being. Let them also be given prison time for their treasonous actions. Remove all magical overlays of protection around Trump so there is complete transparency on how he sexually abuses women, and he lies, and he's colluding with Russia. So now we're going to send energy to all those women Trump has sexually abused in the past to present the energy they need to come forward and speak truth and be totally protected from Trump's followers and Trump himself and his attorneys. We call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Trump, Donald Trump and his family are a national security threat. We ask that every American, Republican and Democrat, they need to demand their representatives, judicial and elected, stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended until questions are answered completely and satisfactorily to an independent investigative panel with full judicial oversight. There is more than enough evidence of questionable ethics, if not outright criminality, dare I say treason, to justify spending any further action domestic or international from this administration and see all that being suspended. We call the Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential timeout now. Impeached and removed from office, see the Trump administration be suspended again and not being able to eliminate or put any new programs in action until all questions are answered. See Congress and Senate and the lawyers making Donald Trump show all his tax returns. See all satanic magic that is keeping the Trumps in power be neutralized. See all overlays of magic removed from Trump and his family. And it's time for Trump to be impeached and removed from office, removed, replaced with a light worker. So now what I want to do, I'm going to put all the people, all the Trump protesters in this bubble of light. It's okay. They've got enough light. The other side's not going to hurt them. And there's more of them. More light workers, more protesters. So we're going to send all kinds of energy to all the people who are standing firm against Trump's policies that are not for the benefit of humankind or the earth and all he does. Let them be divinely guided to right actions and let all their voices be heard and do it in a way that they're totally protected when they do speak their voice. All right, let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Mitch McConnell. So we're going to put Mitch McConnell. And we're going to ask his higher self to help him step forward in the light. And if he chooses not to, which is free will, we ask his higher self and guardian angel to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that faces him 2 inches from his nose. And we add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute all dark energy he puts out so he has no forward movement. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he does works of good. We ask that all his works be revealed. So there is total transparency with everything he does. If he has any business with the Russians, let that all be brought up to the surface. And we also ask that all satanic energy that is protecting him be removed from his energy field, allowing him to be removed from office or him, you know, needing to spend more family time with his family and his grandchildren. Or go to prison for his complicity in his deeds. Remove the blocks, Ganesha, that's keeping him from allowing the protection of Robert Mueller be brought up and voted on. So we're going to call to Michael the Archangel and tie and bind all of McConnell's energy so he does not have any forward movement, especially anything that serves the wealthy and the reptilian. We call the violet flame through all his projects to transmute the energy and become neutral so there are no more forward movements. We cut all ties, oaths, and vows he has taken to Satan, the wealthy, and the Republican Party. As that energy is removed from him, see him being reconnected to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being who now wants to do works of good along with the desire to retire and spend more time with his family. Whatever works, whatever reason, we're in, Mitch. Do it. We see all of McConnell's power diminish to nothing. So be it. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so we're going to create a bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, I want to put in all those people that are practicing black magic, the dark arts, satanic magic, whether it's Santa Maria, black witchcraft. And we're all going to put them in this bubble of light. And I'm going to imagine the violet flame blazing through that bubble, transmuting that energy. And we're also going to put in anybody that they've done work with and cut all ties between them and see them pulling their energy off of those people. And we're going to cut ties to any effigies that they're using for their magic. And we're going to violet flame those effigies, fill them up with the angel light to heal them, see them reconnected to the Creator. And we're going to command them to be neutral or only emit love. We're going to ask these beings to step forward in the light and stop doing that dark work. And if they choose to, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher selves and their guardian angels to put them in a position of total and complete harmlessness. We're going to surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in that bubble. But again, it transmutes what they're trying to put out, so they have no forward movement. And that bubble, that mirror, stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they choose to work to do works of good. So now we're going to send energy into their hearts. And as we send energy into their hearts, we're going to ask the Creator to also send an extra energy to their hearts. And for the Creator to send that an extra strand of DNA that's woven with their DNA. So again, they're reconnected to their Creator, and they can become awakened spiritual beings, because when you're an awakened spiritual being, you know better than to hurt or harm. So allow this divine energy go from their heart into the reptilian part of the brain, and see that shutting down and allowing that God brain to be activated. And again, as that happens, they really start reconnecting with the Creator and becoming more of an awakened spiritual being, and they stop doing that dark magic. And they turn that energy into helping the earth heal and all life forms heal. And the more they do that and see what that positive action creates, and let that bring them joy so they want to continue doing it. All right, now we're going to fill it up with the pink flame of love. And we're going to ask their higher selves to allow this energy to permeate every cell, atom, molecule, going all the way down into their DNA. So they remember, they have that soul memory of love, that love energy, love for others. And we're again cut ties from each other and from that be mentality. Because as you reconnect with the Creator, you are no longer connected to that group energy. Because now you can think for yourself and you have no limitations. So see, again, as they reconnect with the Creator, this energy just brings them joy. All right, fill it up with more love and more and more and more. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And again, I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to do some chanting from now till the end of the show. And because of time left, and you can do the chants with me, you know, and you probably heard me do them. We do the basic chant, may divine enlightenment descend on blah, blah. Now, may divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. So I tweak it a little bit as we change subjects. So that group actually gets hit with some more extra divine enlightenment energy. And, you know, you can do this for your kids. You can do it even after the show, for goodness sake. You can do it while you're doing dishes or taking a shower, you know, really focusing on that light. And remember, as you give, you also receive. So I want you to chant with me and use the power of the spoken word and really let it out, okay? Because the more energy you put into it, using the power of the spoken word, the quicker we're going to manifest it. All right, and we're going to do each stanza three times, okay? All right, three times, and I actually mark it so I don't lose track. It's 420, right? Yes. Okay. All right, so chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Number two, may divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. Number three, may divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. All right, number five. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. Oh, guys, I wish you could. I could show you what I'm seeing that's outside my window. And here in Hawaii, it's just really getting dark and dust. And there's this beautiful sky. And it's purple and it's pink. And it's just amazing. Okay. Number six, may divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. Right, number seven. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. All right, number eight. May divine enlightenment descend on all military now. May divine enlightenment descend on all military now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all military now. May divine enlightenment descend on all military now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all military now. May divine enlightenment descend on all militaries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all militaries now. May divine enlightenment, number nine, descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. Number 10, may divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. All right, number 12, and yes, I'm skipping one. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all the evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. All right, may divine enlightenment, number 13, descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. All right, number 14, may divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. All right, let's go to number 16. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. Oh, I think we can get one more in. Number 17, may divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. Oh, we should do one more, all right? Number 18, may divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment descend on all those who have addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. So fill all this energy bubble in the center up with much light, much light, much light. See all these decrees being given positive forward movement. We're going to take a deep breath and release it all to the universe to help manifest. All right, put your crystals down and we need to ground. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor. And I want you to feel the earth energy start coming up. It's coming up your legs, your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees. And the higher the earth energy gets, the more grounded you become. Now, if you have the stone hematite, go grab that hematite. And it really helps pull you back in body, or if you have lodestone. So for those that you are really having a hard time grounding, I want you to feel this energy bubble of hematite and feel yourself coming back down, pulling all your energy back into body. You're becoming very centered, very clear-headed. Now after the show, if you're still feeling a little lightheaded and it's not because of the pot, go out and hug a tree. You know, just put your hands out on the tree. And just, you know, 30 seconds and send all that excess energy into the tree. And then ask the tree to send you energy back. And you'll ground and you'll pull back in body. And, you know, it's a karmic thing for me. You know, we're doing this energy. It's really high energy. And there's a lot of people joining in. So I don't know about you, but I get a little bit lightheaded and I'm feeling really good. And I do grab the hematite because I got to get out and drive. And I want to be very conscious back in my body. So it doesn't take the pot high away, okay? It just helps you get a little bit more grounded so you can focus, okay? And you'll be able to sleep tonight, all right? And I have to thank you so much for joining me and doing the service work. I have to honor you, and I ask Spirit for the work that you've done selfishly, that he sends you one of your heart's desires this week. So pay attention, and when you get it, you know, it may not look exactly like you thought it was going to be when you got it, nor come from the direction that you thought it was going to come from when you get it. So just be open-minded, and I hope you all get a really nice surprise, because you scored a few points in heaven for tonight, okay? It's, we'll just say I call you my God squad, and the earth really appreciates you joining in, and we're putting all this energy out in the airwaves and every time it's played. And go to UPR and radio and subscribe to them on YouTube and subscribe to me on YouTube. You can do both. It's really okay. And, you know, we need to get our subscriptions up there. You can contact me. I live in Hawaii, but I do have a phone at my store, and it's 808-775-9400. If you have any questions about my dental experience, if you're interested in a curse removal, soul retrievals, I usually do by donation because it takes an hour, and curse removal is usually about 10 minutes, and those are really easy to do. You know, call me on the phone. I do a lot of phone work. I do Skype. I also put a lot of my work out on Facebook and Google Plus and YouTube and LinkedIn and all the social medias I can actually keep up with. And, you know, we usually do a daily prayer focusing on what's happening that day. And then again, tune in to me on Facebook, Kathy Bilski, Mondays, 10 to 10:30 Eastern time, because I know you guys are in Hawaiian time. I do, again, we're calling down and chanting divine energy down. You know, we need it. We need to make more effort. This is what I call spiritual overtime, because darkness certainly is. So we've got to counter what they do and move past and really neutralize what they do. So that's going on Monday. Tuesday, it's focusing energy on radiation and Fukushima and awareness on that. And if I have a radiation report, I read that. And if there's any radiation news that I can come up with, then I'll share. Thursday, same time, 10:30 on Facebook Live. We do energy work for the climate, for the earth elementals. And again, you know, it's only a half hour, and I actually invite you all to join and do, you know, some really incredible energy work. You can also go back into my YouTube, Kathy Bilski channel, and I have, you know, you can listen to the program again, put it in the background so it's going and it's getting that energy out there, and, you know, need stuff to snowball. Enlightenment is happening. But I don't know about you guys, I want it to quantum leap to get off this Nazi satanic timeline. You know, we are shifting it, and to shift it, see our divine energy going into this current timeline and putting us back into the timeline of enlightenment, where we're supposed to be, filled with abundance and joy, and the earth is clean and pristine. Not reptilian run, but run by humans with heart, feelings, and emotion. Okay. On that note, I just want to say thank you very much for joining in. And I'm pretty sure this is 420. Next week, we're going to talk about Fukushima. So that might be something you might want to listen to and tell your friends about. You know, we'll be doing Fukushima updates. And so tune in next week. And again, I hope Spirit brings you one of your hearts or more, we won't limit it, heart's desire this week, and you're filled with joy. On that note, aloha.
Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. At Virginia College, your success is our focus. We offer career training designed to fit your today and change your tomorrow. Many of our programs can be completed in as little as 9 months. So before you know it, you could have a new career and a better life. Virginia College. Career training designed for you. Find out more at vc.edu. Learn at the speed of life.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.